David, if you can kind of look back to how everything was about a year ago to where we are now, what's it been like? Has it been a whirlwind for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me on. You know, it's great chatting with you guys. But for us, you know, last year and the cancellation of the season, it was devastating. Yeah. You know, it was heartbreaking for athletes all over the country, right? I mean, in many different programs, you know, baseball alone, we had sports here at Ithaca traveling to compete in national championships, and, you know, to get that pulled from us was devastating for our student athletes. And, you know, it's hard to believe. We're, I think, actually the 8th yesterday was a full year from when we played. And, you know, it went by slow, but it also went by fairly fast. And, you know, going into my second year here at Ithaca, I've still yet to coach and be part of a game on Freeman Field here. So we're pretty excited to get things rolling this spring.
And in terms of what's been going on for the past year, how did you make sure that your players are continuing to move in the right direction, since it's not easy to get better at baseball and you're not playing baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it's been just a tremendous amount of communication and programming virtually. You know, for us, we were not engaged with our student athletes in the fall. Unfortunately, they were remote, so many of them were at home with various amounts of resources. Several of them, fortunately, had an ability to play summer baseball or fall baseball and stay active. You know, that didn't slow down too much. But in terms of our programming, strength and conditioning, baseball-specific focuses were all sent out virtually. You know, we kept tabs on players and were pretty strategic with our approach for maintaining strength and body weight and kind of tailoring things to each individual, because, you know, certain guys had a variety of resources that were available to them.
What was the toughest part of this whole layoff, whether it was, you know, just keeping tabs on the guys, whether it was having virtual meetings with the guys, whether it was just not being able to practice as much as you normally would? Like, what was the most difficult aspect of this long layover?
You know, there was a lot of challenges over the past year. You know, really one of the hardest things was just seeing how this impacted the student athletes. Yeah. And how, you know, they were devastated, you know, and sad, and they're not able to interact with one another and be on campus. And, you know, it's been very challenging for them, and we're trying to stay very positive and motivate them and remain optimistic about playing and, you know, keeping them motivated. But, you know, there's been a number of things, you know, but this not being able to play and be with one another and be with their friends and has definitely been challenging.
And on the other side of that coin, what was it like last week when the league made the announcement that there will be games this season in at the end of March? So after, you know, this baseball season seemed far from a certain thing for these past couple months, and then last week they finally make it official. So what was that experience like for you and your team to finally get that good news?
It was incredible. You know, it was something that we've been waiting to hear for a long time, officially, you know, to officially get the green light to compete. And I have to say, you know, the leadership administration-wise here at Ithaca has been fantastic, you know, across the board in terms of keeping us here this spring and making sure we have everything that we need, you know, for our student athletes and our coaches and everyone to be safe and to be able to perform our practices the way we want them. And, you know, having the news to be able to play this spring is, it's almost a dream come true back for these student athletes to be able to get back out and compete, and something that they've waited so long to do. And many of them, it's been a year or more since they've had the opportunity to do that.
We're with David Valicenta here on BTL, head coach of the Ithaca College baseball team. I'm curious if you can kind of take us inside the program in terms of protocols, safety, and everything that kind of comes with, you know, being able to be out there practicing and everything like that in the middle of a pandemic. Like, how are you guys pulling this off?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we could be on the phone for a while discussing, you know, all the structure and guidelines that we're following, and we've just made it part of our culture and hold it to a very high standard in terms of what's expected of our student athletes. You know, there's daily requirements that they're having to complete, daily health screening, you know, that they need to complete before even leaving their dorms. You know, they're being tested twice a week for COVID testing here on campus on specific days and what they are able to provide, a clearance screen where they'll be granted access to practice or athletic training facilities and that sort of thing. And we've had to strategically alter our practices around, volume and, how many people we have in the facility at one time and how they're coming and going and what groups they're in. So we've strategically put them into certain pods that we're calling them, you know, depending on position and where they live. So we're organizing practice around pods and how they're rotating in and out. And, every single minute of their day now is structured essentially, around some of these protocols to keep them safe and others around them safe and ultimately, provide us the opportunity to keep moving forward and having productive practices and having a season. So I really, am extremely proud of what they've been able to do and the sacrifices that our student athletes have made, to put us in this position.
And I'm sure after what the team went through last year, after just being able to get a couple games in before the season was canceled, that this year wins and losses aren't as important as just being able to play. So what are your goals personally for this year?
Our goals are to, our goals aren't going to change, much. I'd say at the very top of the list would be to, execute every day as safe as we can, make sure we're following the protocols that we need to, make sure that our student athletes are put in a good position to, make sure they're staying healthy and they're not putting themselves at risk in any way. And we're showing up to the ballpark and we're expecting and demanding the same things that we always have in terms of how we compete and carry ourselves, and playing against the game. And ultimately, if we do that the right way and the guys are having fun, it's going to be an awesome spring.
And from what I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like guys like Garrett Callahan and Buzz Shirley are back for another season. Is that right?
They are, yeah. We have a couple guys that have returned. Garrett is actually a senior this year. Actually, our two fifth-year players are Buzz Shirley and Charlie Hamill.
Yep.
So Garrett's a senior. Jack Lynch, our shortstop, is another senior. So we have a couple of those guys that are back with us this year that we're really excited about.
And, I mean, those guys were tearing the cover off the ball when everything kind of came to a screeching halt last year. So what kind of expectations are there for them being, some of the true upperclassmen on the squad? Because you do have a lot of first-years and you do have a lot of sophomores on the team. Are they going to be expected to carry a bulk of the load and really be the true leaders of the program?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're stepping up to the plate in terms of that leadership role. Garrett, Buzz, and Jack have all assumed that captain and leadership role on our team, and they've done a really nice job at it so far. And, they know that we're expecting them to lead both on the field and off the field, and, we're confident in their ability to be able to help us compete in games and continue to do what they've done in years past.
It's been a long time coming. We've been waiting so long for you guys to get back out there. In just a couple of more weeks, you guys will finally be able to do so after this long layoff. Hey, David, as always, we really appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and send our best to your dad, okay?
Yes, I certainly will. Thanks so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.